Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you a Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy wonderful recipe for smoked mozzarella pepper omelet sandwiches.
Mozzarella and omelets.
I love smoked mozzarella, man. If there's one cheese that I can live on planet Earth with, it is smoked mozzarella. Love that. What you're going to need to make this omelet, first of all, what you're going to do is you need a little bit of, just a smidgen, 2 tablespoons, some fat-free milk, a little bit of salt, a little bit of ground pepper. You're going to, and this is, you can make the sandwich. This is for one sandwich. You're going to get about 6 large egg whites, and you're going to get 6 large eggs as well. It says this is for 4 servings. That's nine eggs. You're going to use a little bit of dash of hot pepper sauce and also some cooking spray for the skillet that you're using. Also, you're going to dice up some red bell peppers and some onions, and you're going to use the English muffins, Lee. They're going to make wonderful, wonderful ways to keep the sandwich on that. And you're going to get about 1/2 cup of shredded smoked mozzarella and a little bit of baby spinach as well. And obviously what you're going to do with this, Lee, is you're going to put this in a skillet, cook up the vegetables first. The vegetables, you know what happens when you put the 1 1/2 cups of baby spinach?
They disappear,
so it becomes very little. The first, when you put it on there, your skillet, you're like, I have no room for anything else.
Right, and then
within seconds, it'll disappear.
It'll fit in the shot glass.
Right, and you want to put also all the, you know, the red peppers in there, the onions. The onions put in first because the onions tend to cook the longest. The red bell and the bell peppers, you want to put them in kind of towards the end, only because those cook up really quickly because of the high water content. And you create an omelet. You put an omelet, that stuff, it's about 3 minutes. You have an omelet, you wrap that around. And at the end, what you do is you sprinkle the smoked mozzarella on top of it, and you've got yourself one heck of a sandwich, and you've got yourself one heck of a good protein meal, and relatively low in calories.
Now, I think it shouldn't be called a smoked mozzarella sandwich.
What should it be
because
called?
Because they barely even mention it's more of an omelet that has mozzarella on top.
But you know what? It's the smoked mozzarella at the end that really gives it that flavor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
it makes a huge difference. Otherwise, it's just an omelet.
Right.
The smoked mozzarella makes it a sandwich.
And you know how to make smoked mozzarella, or you buy it?
You have to buy it. I wouldn't know how to make that. I and the same thing with smoked Gouda. I would try this with smoked Gouda cheese, too. I like that.
Live on the edge.
Yeah.
You make it melty?
I don't like it melty. I like it kind of hard.
Okay. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.